Well, the countdown is on. Just 11 hours from now until Jeff Bezos and his crew head to the final frontier. The billionaire's Blue Origin will launch its first mission tomorrow morning, just days after Richard Branson's crew ventured to the edge of space. And it makes the idea of space tourism one step closer to becoming a reality. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is live in El Paso tonight ahead of tomorrow's launch. She was there for Branson's launch. Marky, another big day ahead.
Yeah, we are excited for it, Marnie. Good evening to you. We are all systems go now for round two of this billionaire space race. We're back in West Texas. Jeff Bezos is up next first thing tomorrow morning, and this after a successful flight for Sir Richard Branson just last week.
All right. Feels good to be in the flight suit.
The countdown is on. Early Tuesday morning, Jeff Bezos will launch 66 miles above Earth. Unlike last week's billionaire blastoff, the Blue Origin rocket is completely automated. Not a single pilot or flight engineer on board. Just the Amazon founder, his brother Mark, 82-year-old veteran pilot Wally Funk, and 18-year-old Oliver Damon.
I feel responsibility because I'm the youngest in space, and to get more people interested in space, and not even just space, but science, would be such an opportunity for me to do. When I touch down and I get out of the vehicle, I think I'll just speechless.
The Dutch teen securing the final seat after his dad bought it at auction. If all goes according to plan, he and Funk will become the youngest and oldest astronauts. The flight comes just 9 days after Sir Richard Branson earned his astronaut wings. Similarly, Bezos' ride will also be suborbital and last only 11 minutes with 3 minutes of weightlessness. But the Amazon founder and his crew will travel past the Kármán line, which international agencies consider to be the beginning of space.
I literally have had goosebumps since I stepped in. Like, they haven't gone away.
You love his honesty there. And while we keep you talking about a race or a rivalry, you know, Bezos and Branson, I do have to say they have been rather amicable, complimentary of one another in the weeks leading up to this. In fact, today, Richard Branson taking to social media just to send his best wishes to Bezos. And that flight will take off in the morning. It's scheduled to take off at 8 o'clock Central. Marnie.
Some healthy camaraderie. Marky, thank you. Have fun tomorrow.